أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذلك نقص عليك من أنباء ما قد سبق وقد آتيناك من لدنا ذكرا. من أعرض عنه فإنه يحمل يوم القيامة وزرا خالدين فيه وساء لهم يوم القيامة حملا. صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 99 to 101 of Surah Taha. In the previous ayat verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about some incidents regarding Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ مَا قَدْ سَبَقُ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is how, in other words, similarly, we narrate to you the incidents about those who had passed. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asked the question, Hal ataka hadithu Musa? Did the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam reach you? Did it come to you? And now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says similarly, in other words, so accurately we have narrated to you the incidents of the people of the past. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, more importantly, the incidents of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam primarily here, and then all the other anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam of the past. وَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ مِنْ لَدُنَّا ذِكْرًا. And certainly we had granted you, we had given you from our side ذِكْرًا. The word ذِكْرًا here would refer to advice, and it refers to advice. ذِكْر is something that we remember. Advice is something that we also would remember. And together with that, it refers to the Qur'an Sharif, that this Qur'an is a dhikr, this Qur'an is a reminder. It is something that we should never ever forget. Like Allah Ta'ala says in the next ayat, man a'rada anhu, that person who turns away from the Qur'an, that person who turns away from this beautiful wahi, revelation that we had sent down, فَإِنَّهُ يَحْمِلُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وِزْرَا, then certainly that person bears, in other words, he would carry on the day of Qiyamah Wizra, a very great burden, a very great load, a very great sin. Again, let's tie this up to the beginning of the surah. Taha, ma anzalna alayka al-Qur'ana litashqa. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we didn't give you this Qur'an as a burden, as a means of difficulty, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they would stand with this Qur'an the entire night, in other words, reciting their tahajjud salat. It became difficult for them to bear, it became difficult for them to stand, and hence here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about the opposite now. They had given their full attention to the best of their capacity with regards to this kitab and the Qur'an, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about those that turned away from this Qur'an. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahimahumullah has given various examples of people that have turned away from the Qur'an. One is turning away from the very recitation of the Qur'an. In other words, a person, days may pass, months may pass, a person has not recited a single ayah of the Qur'an. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us from this, and Allah give us the tawfiq to make daily recital. Second is, after the recitation of the Qur'an, obviously, to turn away from the Qur'an will be to turn away from understanding the meaning of the Qur'an, the very basic meaning of the Qur'an Sharif. And this we will see time and time again. Allah is reminding us, number one, the tawheed of Allah, Number two, the Risalat and the Nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Number three, Qiyamah is going to come. Repeat, we will see this ayat also. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is reminding us about Qiyamah. In other words, the very shortness of this life, that this life is not the end of the journey, it is not a destination, but it is the continuation of a journey. And like that, a person turns away from practicing on the Quran Sharif. That we will practice the lives of everyone else, but that has shown us in the Quran. Then he also speaks about a person turning away from trying to recite the Quran correctly. That is with the rules of tajweed, in the manner in which a person is supposed to recite this Quran. So whoever turns away in the very many ways, فَإِنَّهُ يَحْمِلُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وِزْرًا. Now that person is carrying upon him a very great burden on the day of Qiyamah. خَالِدِينَ فِيهِ. Allah Ta'ala says he will remain in it forever. وَسَاءَ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حِمْلًا. And Allah Ta'ala says, an evil, detestable is that load that the person will have to carry on the day of Qiyamah. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala reminds us about two important aspects, that these incidents that Allah Rabbul Izzat has revealed upon us are means of us taking heed. We learn from the lessons of the people of the past, and we continue to have our commitment to the Kitab of Allah, the Quran Sharif, by way of recitation and by way of practice of the Quran. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.